to dance. That's why I praise him with my hands. He's giving me a second chance. Come on, let's place him in advance. I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing. I started clapping. I started dancing. The people were laughing. They knew my problems and they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. And that's why I praise him with my hands. That's why I praise him with the dance. He's given me a second chance. And that's why I praise him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, he's given me a second. Oh, he's given me a second chance. He's given me a second chance. To be in the house tonight.
Amen.
I just wanted to share something real quick. Just a praise report.
That's all right.
It's just, I love how God works. I just love what we get.
Amen.
We're so spoiled. Oh, yeah. My goodness. So I am super excited to be able to share this because, you know, when God does something, it's a big deal for us. It's a big deal. And so I was sitting here Sunday night. And pastor was like, you know, is there any praise or prayer requests or anything like that? Spoken or unspoken, you know how we do. Well, I raised my hand. And I was like, hey, you know, let's lift up, you know, my cousin in prayer and everything like that. 7:09, right after, it seemed like after we got done with the prayer, I get a text message, but I didn't read it or see it until I got home. And it was my mom just kind of giving an update. My cousin is out of a coma.
Amen.
and he's actually talking now. So I text his wife, and she told me that he's practicing like sitting up movements.
Amen.
Eating. So he's coherent, but he just can't put the timelines together. But he knows how to sing all the church songs he knows. So I'm like, yes,
I'll
Lord.
Take that.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. You know, he amen. Delivers. He delivers every time. He has never failed. This word has never failed. The believers have never failed.
Right.
This thing is real.
Right.
And my goodness, I'm just so excited. So I wanted to sing that song that you were playing before, Praise Him in Advance. I love you. How's that song? I really love. Yes, yeah. Yes. I love it.
Amen.
And it was on the next page. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
2:32 in the chorus. I really, yes. Yeah, yeah, please, please.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Come on down. Come on down.
It's your service.
We need food and drink.
I just want to thank God for being here. And that song, Before You Change Over, Praise Him in Advance, that's what I'm doing. Have total rest.
Yes.
You know, you go through things in life and it's not even a bump anymore. You're just like, God's got it.
Amen.
And Brother Dwayne
goodness.
Used to tell me, God's got it or God's got it. That's the only two choices you have. And
amen.
I so agree with that. And I'm just so happy to be here and I'm so happy to have a rest. And I'm so happy to be here with the body. I'm just thrilled.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Song 232. I really love the Lord.
Amen. Really love. Amen. Amen.
I've got a prayer request for my wife. She's being battered from all sides.
Touch her, Lord.
And amen. Word says if one could put 1,000 to flight,
yeah.
Two could put 10,000 to flight. What could 30 do?
The bride can put them all.
I'm a for the healing aspect. I want her to see that's hers.
Yes.
And I'm not praying that these other circumstances go away. I want people to pray that she realizes who she is. That
right.
She's Mike Tyson in the ring with Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
You know, she may have been sucker punched, but I want her to realize, oh, yeah, I was sucker punched by a Pee Wee Herman, and I'm Mike Tyson, and I'm going to come out.
Yeah.
And I want that prayer for all of us, because
that's
how it is.
Yeah. Come out swing.
I want us to realize the power that dwells in this body.
Right. That's what I'm
and
talking about.
Not to be pushed around.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to remind everyone, Easter's coming up on March 30th and 31st. So if you haven't had a chance and you're wanting to go, to please sign up on the back because we're trying to get those rooms together. So just wanted to remind, it's like maybe a month and a half away, so we want to get that done. And just really quick, I really appreciated Sunday's message. And
yes.
I was thinking about Adam. And we love Brother Adam. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was in eternity.
Right.
And he had to step out into time.
Yeah.
And we're the opposite. We started in time, we're stepping into eternity.
Right.
His life was hard after he stepped into time because he knew what he had.
Right.
Ours has been difficult in some ways, and we know where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. And I'm so thankful that where Brother Moore said, like, Adam lost it. And that being able to communicate with God at any time and all those things. And we're going into that. Anytime we want to talk with God, we can do that. We get answers all the time. We have the Son of Man. And I'm just so thankful that we are swinging back to that perfect Garden of Eden.
Yes. Perfect rest.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. You made it. You're safe. You're safe now.
I knew today was going to be like a really long day at work.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to get off until 7. I would have to rush. But he shut the whole day down of work. I prayed yesterday. I was like, maybe one house will cancel. No, the whole day got shut down. But I was able. He knew that I needed to turn in some paperwork. And
amen.
I didn't know when I was going to be able to turn that in. Like, he really just blessed me today.
And, that's God.
All right. So, God bless everyone. I can't wait to hear from
you. Amen.
You know, I was thinking about some things this morning. You know, if a husband wants to talk to his wife, you know, you can't talk to her when she's cleaning the house, or when she's doing the laundry, or she's chasing kids. She's got to get her alone, quiet.
Right.
You know, and when we get alone, that's when he talks.
That's right.
Might be in bed in the middle of the night, might be driving down the road, preaching to yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking about some things this morning. And, you know, I can't get away from eternity.
Right.
You know, eternity is our day. And I hate to even call it a day because that denotes the start and the finish. But it's just eternity, you know. No beginning, no ending. And I was thinking this morning how that, you know, Brother Branham said we're not born on any day.
That's right.
You know, and that's for this day.
Yeah.
This time, this hour, this eternity, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We weren't born on any day.
No.
We were born beyond, after a 7-day week.
Yes.
Virgin born.
So my birth didn't put me in this.
No, not at all.
This is not the bride body.
Right.
Right.
This is the history.
Sure.
Yes. Of the making of, the calling of the
building.
Bride body.
Yes.
Right.
Bride body, when no seals were broke.
Right.
They stepped in eternity just like, you know, they stepped out of this.
Right.
You know, we think about how, we talk about how, Luther, if he'd lived long enough, he'd walked right into this. Well, guess what? He did.
Yeah.
He'd lived long enough. He was asleep, but he was still alive.
He's still alive.
Still alive.
And when those seals broke, and that word came forth, that put the whole bride body into eternity.
Absolutely.
You know, so when I'm born, you know, the new birth, first thing it does, it makes you part of a many member body.
Right. Exactly.
Made me part of that eternal bride body.
Right.
So I'm as sealed, I'm as secure, I'm as standing in the pure light, perfect.
Right.
You know, he said he wouldn't marry her until she was perfect.
Right.
Well, marriage here.
Yeah.
Supper there.
That's right.
In 63, when those seals were broke, that's when the bride united with
him. Absolutely.
That's when they became one. That's when they were married. And it's just beautiful. To me, I was just thinking about that, you know, because, you know, we think about, well, where are you in the body? But that's not the body. That 7-day week's not the body.
Right.
The body's eternity.
Standing on our feet.
You know, he said the bride would know his position.
Sure.
You know, one day.
Absolutely.
And we know our position.
She does.
Oh, yes.
We're dwelling. We're swung back to, you know, we're not getting back to the Garden of Eden. We swung back to the Garden of Eden.
Oh, yeah.
Everything but our house.
Amen.
And they have two. Everything but their house.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
They need a glorified body, a new house, just like we do.
That's right.
And it's just beautiful to see, you know, because I've said it and say it, and I'll keep on saying it. You know, Satan's not even in this picture.
Not even in this picture.
Satan hadn't got one hold on the bride body of Christ. And, you know, this is different. This is where Brother Ram said, this is altogether new to us.
Absolutely.
You know, that's where Brother Childers said, this is not church normal.
Sure.
Right.
This is where the bride, the position of the bride now.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So, fear Satan. No.
No way.
No. We narrowly look upon him now.
Right.
Oh, now.
Is this he that gave us so much trouble?
Yeah.
All these horse riders and all this, you know,
ruckus.
Doubt and fear and everything.
That's right now.
He hadn't got one bit, one hold on
us.
We're dwelling in eternity.
Oh,
as much as we ever will. Now, I'm so glad for that understanding.
Yes.
I wasn't born on any day.
No.
Amen.
My birth set me right over in eternity.
Yes.
Perfect.
Right.
Oh, perfect.
Goodness. Right.
And you know, you can't get people. I was talking to somebody last night. Can't get people to believe that.
No. At all.
You know, people in this message.
Stuck in law.
You know, and they don't want to give it up. Don't give it up. You know, and he's talking about top 10 list. And I said, well, yeah. Where are you going to cut it off at?
Sure.
You know, you say, well, you did good until this. And, well, then what? You're back under condemnation again?
Yeah. Right.
You stepped out of eternity again? I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
For
you know, we're everyone different.
Yeah.
You know, we talk, and because of that, we say, you know, it's like a ragtag team. You know, we come from the sure. east and the west, yeah. lands afar.
Right. Yes.
God did not want
right.
one.
No. Yeah.
Like, in, right. like in Jesus. Exactly he wanted right. a many-membered bride body.
Oh, my.
All
my.
Different.
And your difference and my difference. Yeah. And you're liking this and my hating that. yeah.
Sure.
And me hating it and you liking it. That makes up the body. That's the beauty
That's exactly
of a many-member body. Right. If yes. you look at it right.
Yes.
this our differences is the beauty that he always wanted.
That's right.
You know, you go to a garden and it's beautiful. Yes. It's beautiful because it's diverse.
Yeah.
You don't sit there and curse it because it's not all roses or it's not right. all, you know, dandelions, you know. You say it's beautiful.
Sure.
That's what makes it beautiful.
Sure.
Amen.
And I'm thankful.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Some people be going Sunday night for football.
Yeah.
Some people go on Sunday night for fellowship.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Some people go for food.
Yeah.
but you know that I'm starting to look this sure. thing a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
A little different. Mm. I don't want you to be like me.
No.
I don't want to be like
no.
you.
Right.
no offense intended.
No offense taken.
But I'm thankful to be part of eternity.
Right.
I'm thankful to be dwelling in eternity. I'm Amen. Thankful to have such a revelation. Amen.
Amen.
You know, even as you're sitting there talking, Brother Donald, I was thinking about the ages as you're talking.
Yeah.
Every one of those messengers are different.
Yeah.
Got a different message for their age.
Sure.
The only thing we have in common is the revelation.
The
and
revelation.
That's the only thing that even matters. That's
sure.
the only thing that God's taken back.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said he came back to claim those that he's already,
yes. already
redeemed.
Redeemed.
It's already redeemed,
already
and as far as God's concerned, he's not worried about trying to do any other work.
No.
That's
no.
a finished product. I'm
right.
not worried about that. God came back to get those he's already redeemed.
Yes. Amen.
We got the title on our hand. We're
yes.
standing on our feet.
Amen.
We know everything about it.
Yeah.
We're talking
oh,
about. I just been thinking about this all week, how beautiful, how thrilled I am to be a
Amen.
Part of it. You know, I love the Word, and the Word
yes.
loves me.
Yes.
I'm identified with the Word. The Word identify with
That's
me.
Right.
You know, Brother Moore talking, you know, Sunday there, you know, I understand all the past. You're not going to tell me anything. I get it. I'm well aware. I get the whole picture all the way back.
Right.
Looking at this, everything. I know everything yeah. that's coming.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking years ago, my sister, there was like, this girl, she was a bully. She used to pick on my sister, you know. And so one day I got about sick and tired of it. So I called her husband out, and I wore him out.
Yeah.
And I gave him a message. I said, every time your wife touches my sister, I'm going to touch you. She never touched my sister again. So when I came in here, I feel that I was thinking about it. I was kind of laughing myself in the way to work. I said, that's about the way I feel about the devil.
Amen.
You know, I come in here just to remind, I don't yeah. want him to, I'm not waiting on him.
No.
I wake up kicking him when I get
yes.
up,
yes.
kicking him all the way down the hallway,
Absolutely.
Kick him when I get a shower,
right.
kick him when I get out.
That's right.
And remind him one
if
more
I
time who I am. He's, you know, he's like you said, he's just a noisemaker.
Yeah.
You know, just a noisemaker. But you know, you get to the point where you can even tune noise out.
Yeah. Right.
You get to
yeah.
the point, you know, you take a raggedy old car, turn the radio up, you don't hear the raggedy old car. I've got this Word turned up so much,
yeah.
I don't even hear the raggedy old noise going on. I'm so caught up in this revelation,
Amen.
I don't even catch
Amen.
Any. I'm so in tune with God's mind. It's so real to me
yes.
that I don't even look at anything else. It's not even a picture. I love it that way.
Yeah.
I love coming in
yes.
here one more time to remind him, just one more time, he's got a place over there,
yeah.
and I can read it if you want me to. I can read the scriptures. There'll be a time he'll be thrown in a lake of fire.
Oh, yeah.
There's a time when he'll be bound, and he's bound now by revelation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Bible says that yes. Jesus did nothing unless his Father first showed him.
Absolutely.
The reason that was is it's not a revelation until God shows it to you.
Right.
You know what? I've got a full revelation, Brother Moore.
Amen.
God showed me the whole picture. He showed me everything, and he just gives you this, tweaks it a little bit more.
Right.
Talking about the title deed on Sunday, I thought, it's the first time I ever heard it. This is the first time I ever heard a title deed. I feel like that. Because it was just so clear, so precise, so real to me.
Well,
10 years ago, I didn't have all the pieces in place, but I got them in place now.
Oh,
yeah. And I love that. You know, there's just so much you can talk about.
Amen.
Even Brother Moore talked about a revelation. You know, until you God reveals it to you, you just do the best you can with your knowledge and your sure. logic, whatever, just to fill in the blank. Right. But when God shows it to you can't unsee it. No. The picture's so clear. I know who I am so clear, I can't unsee it. Battle? There's no battle in this thing. Oh, my flesh,
struggle.
I don't even want to waste my time. That's just common sense.
Amen.
I think it's like you said one time, dogs bark. Okay, So dog barks.
They do that.
I'm not going to remind you every day that the dog barks, okay?
Right.
But I'm so just so happy.
Amen.
I get an opportunity to come in here. I'm fellowship with the bride of Christ.
Oh, my.
They're standing up all around us. I'm surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
I understand the whole picture. I understand. There's nothing that moves that I don't clearly understand. I understand every man. I mean, I don't even need 2 minutes in this hour.
No.
You know, it's like we was talking in the back here. When God puts it on your heart, that's God.
Yeah.
That's really God.
Son of God.
It's put it on your heart to do whatever it is you need to do.
Absolutely.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
Every single person goes about their different ways in life. You do what you do.
Right.
I do what I do. There are people that work that I talk. There are people that I fellowship. There are people that touch my heart.
Right.
That's God.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. It really is that simple. This is just so beautiful. I love it.
Amen.
Go ahead. I see the lines getting big, and I can go all night. I love it. Go right ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sis. You'll be the last one.
You know, I can't say it like you can, but I believe every single thing. I want to. I want to be able to express that so clear.
You
to be able to come
it.
Here.
You just did.
Overcome anything. I don't even think about what I overcome. What I do get to think about is what God does for me. I get to think about, I get to take my family.
Yes.
Who don't even walk into church.
Don't even. It's just like that.
It's such a blessing.
Oh, talk about that.
Amen, amen.
But I was listening to some songs on the way
it's
up
so
here.
Beautiful.
I got a new song for it.
Oh,
that really is my testimony.
I can't wait.
It is amazing.
Amen.
So I'm going to play the first little bit, but it's real easy, and you guys will catch on real quick.
Yeah, got it all.
Amen.
It's called The Lord Be Magnified.
I love it.
And you'll probably
want
to see it on your feet.
I love it. I love it. I love it. There you
amen.
Go.
Amen.
I have a body now.
Let me Oh, the Lord. Oh, the Lord. I think they'll bring it down in a minute.
Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
But I couldn't do that.
Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. In you. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. In you. Let such as love your salvation. Let such as love your salvation say. Continually, let all who see. I'm sorry.
Amen.
The Lord be magnified. Be magnified. The Lord be magnified. Be magnified. The Lord be magnified.
Be magnified.
Let all who seek ye rejoice and be glad in you. Let all who seek ye rejoice and be glad in you. Let all who seek ye rejoice and be glad in you.
Amen. Get on in there. Get on in there. You'll be the last one.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I was trying to get up there to be breaking line. But I had a little song that Brother Pastor Mark brought such a beautiful message on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And says, what was that song I sang? Oh, Lord. Be happy. I see you made me forget my thing.
I didn't do it.
Wait a minute.
I didn't do it to you.
What was that song?
Hallelujah.
At the,
can't help it. She's reaching. She's reaching.
Now, see, I got up here. I ain't going to sit down.
Amen. Amen.
I got, let the Lord rejoice and be glad in you, in my heart. Anyway.
Give us a word. Give us a word. One word.
One word.
Come on now.
It's,
well.
It was, it had to do with the Redeemer. I'm going to be so mad at myself.
It's all right. When the
Redeemer? Guess what? I'm going to sit down now, and if it comes back to me at the end of the service, I'll sing it then.
Amen. Amen. Announcements, February 11th, 6 o'clock. That's this Sunday night. We're going to be fellowshipping at the main house.
That's
all right. And February 24th, 4 p.m., Reptile Expo. And March 30th and the 31st, we're going to be in Kentucky. So looking forward to all those announcements coming up. Amen. Let's sing one song 197 in the chorus, Presence of the Lord, and we'll get them up.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Man.
Enjoyed all the testimonies.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Thank you, Lord. 197?
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Around us, holy rush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of God's garments that I can almost see His face, and I know is overflowing with the fullness of His joy, and I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the place, I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on His face. For surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, in the holy rush around us, as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of His garments. I can fullness of God's joy, and I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face.
presence of the Lord is in the holy rush around us, in the holy rush around us, as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. And I know now without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. For surely the presence of the Lord is in this.
Let's sing it again.
Oh, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Oh, yes, surely the presence. I know surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to get together and fellowship one more time in the Word. Lord, let's move the hearer and the speaker out of the way. Have no hindrance, no distractions, nothing to get in the way. This is a special hour that we get to just step into eternity and hear from you. Lord, the testimonies have been amazing. The songs have been wonderful. Lord, God's people are truly here just to hear from you. Lord, bless the prayer request. Bless Sister Johanna's need. Bless Sister Sandra as she gets her strength. Bless the Brinkmans. Bless the church, Lord. We got those that are listening all around the world. We want to send out your healing power to them as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. It is good to be here. Appreciate that song, Sister Renee. You know, every now and again, you got to remember that it's a struggle to even get up here.
Yeah, it is.
You battle, not necessarily for Sister Clarice, but it's a fight in yourself. Not to get to the mic, but a fight within yourself to say, I don't want to be embarrassed. I want to be edifying, because you got people that travel near and far. I mean, this service alone probably have Brother Shadrach. You'll probably have Brother June. You'll probably have Brother Peter Okeo. You've got the Philippines. You got Africa. You got South Carolina. You've got San Diego. You've got a lot of places that are listening in, not just here, you know, everywhere. And there are believers that are coming here. You got people that are paying for the internet just to be able to listen to a service. So you're not coming here to waste time. Like, that's what I'm getting at. I get up here and you get up here and it's, you know, you're surrounded by believers, but you're surrounded by people that know what it is. That knows what real is. They know what fake is. They've seen pretenders. They've seen people get high and exalted. So you come here and you're just humbly giving yourself. And every now and again, Satan will battle you with embarrassment. Well, this is family. Amen. I can't be embarrassed in front of my family. No.
You know, if your shoes stink, they just stink. It don't make me kicked out of my family. I just put, I leave them at the door, and I sit back down and relax. But so it don't matter. You, when you get here, you're surrounded by people that love you, that support you, that are excited. I'm anxious to download that song and hear it again. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, the song that we sing, and I'll share this story. The song that we sing, Let the Worshippers Arise.
Yes.
That's a good song. I didn't know about that song. You know who had to get out of himself? Brother Jim. He was sitting in his car and he said, Brother Jay, why don't we sing this song?
Right.
That's how we got that song.
Right.
That wasn't some divinely inspired. I wasn't reading through the books and the word and whisper in the wind. It was a brother that had to get out of the way and say, this song really helps me. I think it would help the body.
Sure.
That's how it works.
Amen.
Who knows? The song Sister Renee sang, we might be singing that at New Year's. Like, you just never know. So come here, give all you got, and let God work it all out. You know, so I appreciate that, sister. Glad you gave your testimony. And, you know, Brother Dwayne, he gave his testimony, and I was like, well, I guess I won't preach tonight because he said everything I was going to say. I was like, and then Brother Don Deskin started talking. I was like, well, it's good and bad for me because you guys are saying everything I wanted to say lets me know that I'm in the right channel, but now I'm about to just repeat you. So it's all right. But we're here tonight, and
amen.
I'm excited about what God's got for us because,
amen.
You know, I feel like the rest of you, like even Brother Jim said, you know, you're looking at title deed even different. My goodness. Now, here I am as a person. I've been a notary. I've looked at tons of titles. I've been a loan officer. I've done mortgages, cars. I've seen titles. Real estate agent, I've seen titles. But after Pastor Moore talked about titles, it's just been on my mind way different.
Amen.
You know, I had to look at a car title the other day, and I thought, well, wait, hold on. Let me look at who the previous owner was. Let me look now at the mileage here. Let me see, is this a salvage title? I just started looking at it. It's like, this thing really does tell the whole story.
Yes,
I even looked at some of the properties we own. I was like, let me read over this parcel again. Let me see really is where my property line goes to. Like, I just started looking at it and said, this thing really does tell the whole story. But it's just kind of like, you know, Sister Ramona said it one time. She was talking about that Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, that where if you're thinking about something, you see it. You know, it's something psychological to it. I thought, you know, even... Yeah, well, me and my wife were going to buy a van. We were going to buy this Honda Odyssey. And then you start seeing them, right? That's what happens. You just, we never seen them on the road the whole time. And then we were like, we really want to get that van. And then all of a sudden it's like, does everybody already have this van? Like, we see it everywhere we go. But guess what? Now that we've been preaching about the rapture, as strong as we have, I see it in every scripture. I'm like, my goodness, has this been here the whole time? Why do everything that I talk about just ends in the rapture? Everything I think about goes to the rapture. Everything I'm talking, you talk even about Adam's story. I thought, my goodness, that would have been tough for Adam to have been living in eternity to go into the unknown. He's stepping into time where it was going to be bad. He knew that he was going to step into death. So his transition was sorrowful. What Adam had to go through, what did Adam actually know? Adam knew that where he was, he could live forever. And he knew that once he stepped out, death was on the scene. He was going to die that day. That was Adam stepping out. But what should be the difference when you're stepping in? It should be a whole different mindset. I'm leaving death to go into life. I'm leaving sorrows to go into happiness. I'm leaving a place where people cry, where you never will cry again, where you'll never part again. Oh, that's a different situation. That should be a whole altogether different revelation. Because what Adam knew, he knew he was stepping out into time.
Right.
What we know is we're stepping out of time into eternity.
Amen.
Oh, my. So what I'm going to preach about tonight is Tree of Life.
Amen.
Because when Pastor Moore brought that up, it's just been on my mind a lot. And I thought, my goodness, you know, I never really realized how important, and I want to say this correctly, I realized how important Jesus is. But I did not see him, his importance in the garden like I did until Sunday. I had Jesus's, you know, I could go back and go, the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Appreciate the sacrifice. I had Calvary. Appreciate the sacrifice. I had all those sacrifices that, you know, something had to happen so I could be free. But the more you look at it, if you're just fellowshipping with that lamb, you are free.
Amen.
You're step with the entire time you're in fellowship. Time doesn't matter.
No.
When you have full access to God, you are now in eternity.
Amen.
So I'm going to read this scripture, and hopefully it's you guys see what I saw. And like I always say, if I'm off, pastor can correct me, and I'll get back right. But let's go over to Genesis 2 first and kind of set the stage, and then we'll go to Genesis 3. But this was just, when I saw it, I was like, I never read it like that before. I never saw it that way. So anyway, we'll go to Genesis 2 and 16. Very, 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 very familiar scripture. We all know this. They do this in Sunday school. They know this. And this is just the introduction of that tree of life. This is when it gets introduced into the Bible, where you can see what God is doing. Because, man, let's just read it. It was just crazy. Amen. So we're going to go over here in Genesis 2 and 9 first, and then we'll go down. Genesis 2 and 9 is where he says the phrase, the tree of life. So I'll read that. And out of the ground, the Lord God, sorry. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. So you see, also, right? So in addition to all the other things that was there, there was something else there that was, when you ate that, it was going to be different. It was just going to be different. Let's hold on to that point. And the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So that's there. That's verse 9. So now we're going to go down to verse 16. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that thou eatest, therein thou shalt surely die. There's a covenant there now. Now you've got conditions. Amen. Conditions have now entered in. So that's a condition. You eat that of that tree, you will die. That period. And I thought, man, Adam, having access to everything, he knew exactly what happened when he ate of that tree. Up until Eve partook of that sin, nobody knows how long they lived. It could have been a billion years. It wasn't measured. And every now and again, they'll find different fossils that go back 40,000 years. It could be from that time period. Who cares? Who knows? I don't like to focus on things that are unknown. Because you can never prove it. I got too much real to celebrate to be worried about variables that can change depending on what interpretation of the Bible somebody's reading. So let's skip over that part. But let's go to chapter 3, and we're going to go to verse 22. Because Jesus was a conduit. And, you know, for lack of better words, conduit allows the power to go through. It's what allows. So if you have electric, you've got some conduit wire ran to your house that allows you to access that electric, that allows you to access that power. And when that's there, you have full access to it. So Jesus was a conduit. But let's just hold on to that point. Let's go down to verse 22. And you'll see what I saw. I know you guys are going to see it. Because I saw it and I was like, I am not super smart, but this changes the game. So it says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become, this is after they committed the act of sin. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. Now this is the part. I can't build it up enough, because that's why I was so quiet Sunday night. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, this can't be, wait, what? And that's why even Brother Jeremiah said, Brother James over there, quiet. Because I was quiet. I kept reading the scripture over and over again. I'm like, this, I can't have seen this. And you guys saw it too. I know you saw it, but let's go. It says, and now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat it and live forever.
Right.
Hold on. Wait. God told him if he touches that tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was going to die. But then why did he say, if you had access to this tree of life, you would still live forever?
Right.
Why did he have to put a cherubim between that access?
Right.
Because if he didn't, by having access to the full word of God, death has no power.
Amen.
No matter what you did, no matter what you went through, no matter what sin was committed, if he had access still to that tree of life, death would have no power.
Absolutely.
Do you see how this ties everything now? As a believer, we have access to the full word of God. Death has no power. It has no sting. Now I can read the scripture that you can't, blessed is the man that the things in which he allowed, you can't even condemn me with sin. Where can you apply it? The tree of life is here. Right. You can't apply sin to me. As a matter of fact, that's even why, because sometimes I would struggle with justification and sanctification and say, I didn't do it in the first place. Right. You can't apply sin to me. I didn't do it in the first place. Right. See, now the church world and even some of these message people take that and they mix it up. See, what they do is they'll do something bad and then they don't want any consequences of it. No, there's going to be earthly consequences of earthly actions. You go out and have an affair, you may get a divorce. You go sleep around with a bunch of women, you may get some babies. See, what will happen is some of these ministers will go do some horrible things. And they'll say, you can't apply that to me. What? No. Earthly things bring earthly things. I'm talking about something spiritual here. See, only one part of me is eternal. Only one part of me is in that condition where no sin can be applied. My flesh still needs shower every day. My spirit realm still needs reminding. I still need motivated, so to speak, in my spirit realm. Even though I know the Word of God is here, I know, I remember that every single time I come to church, God speaks to me. But guess what I still got to do? I still got to kick that flesh. Right. Still kick that spirit. I still got to kick that thing on down the road and say, get your butt in the house. Get up. Stop being lazy. That's what that soul's got to keep calling to it. Even though I remember that God shows up every time. Even though I see God show up every time. Every time we come here, we hear blessing after blessing after blessing. Testimony after testimony. You would think it would be easy to come to church. That you wouldn't have any battles. That you wouldn't have any struggles. That you would know what day it was. That when things start going bad, you say, that's just Satan trying to stand in the way of my blessing. And you would overcome it. You'd be like an eagle. When an eagle sees a storm, Brother Steve said, it goes towards it. And so it can go a little bit higher. When you're going through something, I like how Brother James said, he said, don't take her out of it. That's even what Jesus said. Lord, don't take them out of it. Take them through it. I want you to be stronger for it. We come in here and get word after word after word, access after access after access. So the whole time we're here and we're waking up into the knowledge of the truth and the mystery of God, how can you be disappointed now? How can you be sad now? What more do you want? What else do you want? That was the only thing God really cut off access to. Adam and Eve still ate from trees. They still had to eat. They still went through and multiplied the earth. They still did all the other things. The only thing that changed, because people go, well, they weren't in the Garden of Eden. When you more you read about the Bible, it was split up into different parts. Yeah. Eden was just one of the gardens. Right. They wasn't lacking of a garden. No. They were lacking access to that tree of life. Yes. What do you have access to tonight? Access to that tree of life. Amen. Where nothing, Satan can't impute sin to you now. Amen. Oh, and then you go, well, Brother Jay, what are you getting at? That first Eve, we know this. This is Sunday school. That first Eve was predestined to fall. She was built to fall. God could have made Eve celibate. God could have made Eve not be able to produce kids. He could do that. He could have done that. But no. He plumbed Eve. Yes. So that on the very first conception, the plan would be, it would fall apart. He knew it. He knew it. Oh, my Lord. He knew that. That's great to know. But what did they say about this second Eve? What did they say about this bride? What did they say about this group? That you are ordained not to fall. Right. They said it would be so bad in the last days that if it were possible, right. It could deceive the very elect. Right. But it's not possible. No. Oh, that means I will pick up the word of God no matter how you throw it. Amen. I can't be deceived. No. I can't be deceived. There is not a serpent that's going to slither down a tree, so to speak, church world, that's going to speak and beguile me.
That's right.
That's even what Eve said.
Amen.
She was fooled.
Right.
Deceived.
Right.
She said, the serpent beguiled me.
Right.
See, because when the blame started happening, you read over in Genesis, when the blame started happening, when God came down and had to treat them like toddlers, he said, Adam, where are you at? You never hide from me. where are you? I don't know where you are. That's basically, that's how it reads. He said, where are you? Adam come coming around that tree. Make it. Covering himself up. God was like, whoa, what are you doing? Who told you you were naked? Where'd that come from? This is a different conversation. You didn't get that eating from the tree of life. I know you didn't get that eating what I told you. Adam had to come clean. He said, that woman you gave me. This started to roll down. Eve, where you at? She steps around from the tree as well. Covered up too. What tree were you eating from? That serpent. He beguiled me. Adam wasn't tricked. Eve was fooled. Genuinely fooled. As you read it through, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a doctor theologian. She actually was fooled. She went to Adam thinking she was doing him a favor. She said, listen, you do this, you'll be like the Satan, the serpent told me. That you'll know all things. And you know what Adam knew? As soon as I do this, Eve, it's a wrap. It's over. That's what he knew. That's what Adam knew. We get excited Sunday night, talk about all the things that Adam knew. Adam knew that the second that he partook of that, it was over.
Amen.
He had heard the promise. He had known what God had said.
Amen.
Oh, my. And that's even how, like, as you follow that storyline along, that's how when they were given a sacrifice, Adam had preached to them. He had preached to those boys and said, Cain and Abel, he had preached to them. Abel got a revelation. He knew it had to be a blood sacrifice. That's what he knew. He knew it had to be a blood sacrifice. He had heard the stories that a lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. He knew that. Adam had shared that with him, that that's the only way we're going to be safe, is that we got to get back to the access of the tree of life. That's how we're safe, Adam. That's how we're safe, Cain. He preached to both of them. Cain heard it and heard a bunch of works. Heard a bunch of works. See, this what I'm getting at is when you really got access to the tree of life, there's no room for misinterpretation. You can get it cleared up. You know, sometimes we're in meetings and people want to say, what I think you said. No. Don't think about what I said. Take what I actually said. Do what I just said. Don't put your interpretation on it. Don't think, I think she means, I think he means. No, what did I actually say? That's what I mean. That's where they lost it, when they said, a virgin shall conceive. I think he means somebody that's not married yet. I think he means, no. A virgin shall conceive. That's what God said would happen. Oh, my. See, when you have access to that tree of life, you've got access to it all. But it's like, who was that tree of life? Because it's got to be the same life source. That life source has been the same all the way through. It's that rose of Sharon, like Pastor Moore said. It's that rock that followed him in Israel. Oh, my. It's that Alpha and that Omega. Oh, it's like when they said over in John, he said, if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again. See, now if you're natural, you'll think that woman at the well never got any water again. That's what you'd have to say. She never got any more water. Now, that day, she did leave her pot, but she drank water again. She came back and got it. Right? She drank water. They all drank water. Disciples ate and drank water all the time. But Jesus said, if you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. This same tree of life. He said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll have no life in you. Amen. And you know what they did? They took it natural. Jesus is a vampire. Jesus wants us to eat him. And they turned and walked away. Amen. Disciples, the people in the upper room didn't take Jesus' fingers and make chicken nuggets.
No.
They didn't think they had to drink his blood.
Amen.
They had a revelation.
Amen.
They had true access to that tree of life.
Yeah.
They had revelation of that you got to take every word of God. What he was saying is that you can't take part of the word. You can't take a segment of the word. You've got to take the whole word unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, meaning take all of me.
Amen.
You've got to take it all. Then you will have life inside of you.
Amen.
If not, You won't. In this hour, we've got the full word of God. We're back to the Garden of Eden-like condition. God has moved that cherubim, so to speak, that we are now able to fellowship with God in the cool of the day. I love how he even says it. Oh, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just comfortable. It's just right. Oh, it's evening time now, little bride. Oh, we've got access to this thing. You say, Brother Jay, are you saying you can't die? I sure am, Satan. Yes, I am. And there's Bible for it. It says, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I've got another one waiting for me. I'll never die. Oh, I love saying it like that. I like putting it just plain to Satan. I like putting it just plain. I don't want you to think you got to get your PhD in this thing. It doesn't come without any of that. It comes by no studies. No. You know what? You've had access to the book of Genesis your whole time you've been in church. That's the first book they read. As a kid, the first story you hear about is Adam and Eve. In the beginning. That's how it starts. But you're telling me up until Sunday we never knew that? I didn't. God just opened this thing up to me and now I can see it. I'm like, if you had access, that's really what God cut off from Adam, is access to the tree of life. Everything else, Satan was still there. Everything else stayed the same. The weather stayed the same. The trees stayed the same. The food stayed the same. Death entered in. Then everybody went crazy because they started to die. The curse entered in. Then work started to happen up. Then you had to work by the sweat of your brow. See, now let's follow that type. I wanted to mention that. That curse set in. You had to work by the sweat of your brow. There was works coming in. But I just said we're back to that Eden condition. I shouldn't be working by the sweat of my brow to figure this out now. I shouldn't be working trying to get food now. There's no struggling now. It should be an end of a struggling nature. This hour now. Oh, I understand. See, because there's two sides to it. I understand that my faith without my works is dead. I get that part. But I'm not working this thing up. I'm not grabbing the expose of the seven church ages hoping that I get to page 3,334 and then that way I get it. It ain't going to happen that way. It will not happen that way. Back in the day, people used to think that's how it happened. They used to think that just because Brother Childers had read all those books, that's how he was so revelated. Brother Childers was using those books as reference. Just reference to the revelation that he already had. He was proving his revelation with the reference. It wasn't the other way around. It was just a reference of the information that he already knew. Oh, you know, see, we got a doctor in here. And when he writes his thesis, he knows what he's talking about. He puts those references in there to help you out. So that way, if you needed to find out where he got the proof at, where did he get that proof at? Here's a reference here. This article here. This doctor says this here. This person says that here. And they got to be credible. That's why I study Brother Branham. They got to be credible references. He couldn't go look at John Smith and think that was going to be a credible reference. He could go see what the Pope had to say about it, see if that would be a credible reference. He had to go back and see what the prophet said about it. But he couldn't just get any prophet. He had to get a prophet that was for his day, that was bringing the message of the hour. He couldn't get an old prophet. He couldn't go back to Luther's message and say, let me run reference on Luther. Let me run reference on Martin. He had to go back to his prophet, the prophet of the hour, the one that released the seals, that really opened this book. Then he ran reference on that. And that's what we have the benefit of. Oh, I praise God that he ran reference. We run reference now, and I can reference, like Brother Seth said, Pastor Moore said this on Wednesday, da-da-da-da-da. That's my reference now. That's a credible reference. Why? Because that's tied into Brother Childers. And Brother Childers is tied into to Brother Branham. Brother Branham is tied into Paul. That's a great reference. That's a great witness. See? Exactly. It don't change my revelation. It proves to you. It helps you out. You'll see that and you go, oh, I can see that reference. I can see how that makes sense. That's how it worked for me when I was reading through the Bible and I saw that over in chapter 3. He said, unless we take away access, he would have eternal life.
Right.
I'd been tripping over that all week.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, hold on. And then I had to keep thinking, I was like, but what changed?
Yeah.
What changed really in that Garden of Eden?
Right.
What really was taken away?
Yeah.
Works added, access to the tree of life gone.
Yeah. Right.
Those are the two changes.
Right.
And because of that, death entered in. And Pastor Moore said it another way. He said, the absence of light.
Right.
Darkness automatically shows up. Because of the absence of light.
Right.
As soon as you withdraw the light, darkness can step in.
Right.
When God withdrew the light, access to the light,
right.
Darkness had no choice.
Amen.
It was automatic.
Amen.
It was Satan had to show up and do what he had to do.
Right.
It was automatic.
Right.
And I think about that and I'm thinking, you know, in this hour, it's automatic that darkness has to be here.
Amen.
It's automatic. There's no light. Now, in one sense, we can say there's light in Goshen, where we are. But it's so dark that unless you're right by the light, you can't even see out there. You know, at nighttime here, because it's so dark out there, we got all this bright light in here. We can't see any of the cars. But if it was light out there and dark in here, I could see it. But it's so bright in here. And so dark out there, I can't see it. That's why we tell young people, don't take a chance. I can't even see what's going to come and hit you.
Right.
Don't get too close to that airplane door. As strong as you think you are,
right.
I can't even see what's coming to hurt you.
Right.
I can see here. I can see around here where you're around the light.
Right.
I can see and I can help you. I can put some guards. I can put some hedges of protection. But you step into darkness, you're on your own. You may fall over yourself.
Right.
You don't know what. But we're surrounded by light.
Amen.
We're surrounded by light. We're fellowshipping with that tree of life right now.
Amen.
Do you know that means there's no questions that don't get answered?
No.
There's nothing that doesn't get revealed?
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
See, you know, there's a prophecy about what would happen in these last days. Let me just read this real quick. This is over in, this Brother Branham preaching in, let's see, get it pulled up here. Brother Branham preaching in Satan's Eden, 1965, paragraph 18. He's talking about these last, he's talking about the prophecy that went forth in 2 Timothy 3, talking about what would happen in these last days. And tell me you don't see this. In 2 Timothy 3, we learn that the prophet said that it would come to pass in the days that men would be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, before I keep reading on there, I've seen, you know, you see these preachers that preach prosperity messages. You know, you got the, I know he doesn't listen. So Joel Osteen, you know, the Cheaty Jakes. You've got these prosperity message preachers. And nobody prospers but them. Right? I see it all the time. We do work at different churches in Dayton. The pastor is the only one prospering. The congregation, the church is in the worst neighborhood. The church, that nobody has a working car. People are struggling to pay rent. But he lives in a different neighborhood.
He
drives the best car.
Right.
His kids go to the best schools. And he has the most money out of anybody.
Yeah.
Heady. High-minded.
Yeah.
Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Right.
And they don't even feel bad for it.
No.
They'll get a plane.
Yeah.
And say, we need another one. I saw one where he says, and I'm thinking, he says this, but his congregation is just as dumb because they follow it, right? I can't fault one without the other in this situation. He says, exactly, the blind leading the blind. He says, and this is his quote, why would I want to be in the airport terminal with all those heathens and devils? I got to get to where I got to go quicker. God wants me to get to where I got to go. I got souls I got to save faster. And I'm thinking, you dummies in the congregation. He's telling you that you got to be with the heathens and the devil. He's not taking you with him. You don't get to ride that plane with him. You don't get to say, we got a family vacation. You got room for six. Drop us off here. No, you got to go be with the heathens and the devils. He's the man of God, so to speak, and he can't handle the devils. And you're the congregation, and you're supposed to be able to just fight through it. Come on.
Amen.
Thank God that God preaches something that you got to have it too.
Yeah.
Praise God that you got to have a revelation for yourself. We're not carrying you around like some weak mouth Christians coming through this thing that you can't make it. I want you to be able to get through the airport. I need you to be able to get through your job. I need you to be able to stand up for yourself. This world is just a wading pool. Stand up.
Amen.
Don't act like you can't swim. It's 2 feet of water. Satan, we narrowly look upon him now. You talk about that as a kid, yeah, you might play with the rooster and be afraid. But when you're a grown man, kick that thing and move on down the road.
Amen.
Just move on down the road. Don't tell me about these problems that you can't overcome. I'm too big now.
Come on.
I've got too much revelation now.
Right.
I'm too strong now to let those little things hold me back.
Amen.
Oh, you may bring me a problem. I say, that's just a little bit of an obstacle.
Amen.
That might be just a little bit of turbulence on this flight. But that ain't slowing me down. That ain't stopping me. You can bring me whatever kind of news you want. It does not stop my revelation.
Amen.
What happened in the Bible when that snake bit that prophet? He said, I still got a job to do. Shake this off of me and I'm going to keep on going. That's what you need to be able to do. When you got access to the tree of life, I know that God sent me for a mission. I know that God has ordained my steps. So whatever I come in contact with, the same God that built the earth, the same God that created the firmament, the same God that knew the plan, that same God is going to get me through.
Amen.
He saw this situation before I got here. And he made sure that I had every tool available.
Amen.
Everything I need to be more than a conqueror. Oh, my. That's how we should look at this thing. When you've got full access to the Word of God, nothing should stop you.
Amen.
Nothing should stop you from doing your job. We know what our job is. We're getting the dead up.
Amen.
That's my job.
Amen.
I'm not building hospitals.
No.
I'm not counting how many people I saved. There's churches that do that.
Oh, yeah.
No shame to them. If that's all they got, praise God that you're serving God.
Right.
Praise, do your best.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But when you know better, he that knoweth to do good and don't, that's the one that's doing evil.
Yeah.
But if this is all you know, then stay right there.
Right.
Don't let this shame you. Don't let this put you down. If you hear this and that's all you know, stay right there.
Yeah.
Stay right there. But if you know to do better,
right.
If you know that this thing has set you free, why are you still sitting there in bondage?
Amen.
Why are you choosing to get your ears bored when freedom is available?
Yeah.
Why? This is the year of Jubilee.
Yeah.
We've got access to the full Word of God. And you say, Brother Jay, they've always had access to the full God, Word of God. No, you haven't. See, that's garbage. That's another lie from Satan. This thing wasn't even available. The cherubim still was standing there, not giving you full access to the Word of God until the seals were broken off of this thing. When that happened, oh, the swords get let down. Oh, it comes back to a Garden of Eden condition for the believers. We've stepped into eternity. And you know what? Satan's got to do his job. Because it says, come out of her. My people, we've come out. But our absence has moved darkness in. Now it's dark in all those churches. Now there's no light in those churches. No life. No light, no life. They don't have access to God. That's why the statement, you're the only God they will ever see, is true. Because it's true. You're the only God they'll ever see. Their minister ain't giving them God. Their pastor ain't giving them God. Their pope don't care about God. They're lovers of themselves. Oh, praise God. We're in the Garden of Eden condition. And there's a lot of times you see church world, Garden of Eden condition is when the lion lays down by the lamb and the blah, blah, blah. That's not what I care about. That'll come. But what I really care about is that access. That'll take care of everything else. That'll take, when you have access to healing, it don't matter who gets sick. I can take care of it.
Yeah.
When you've got access to the comforter, it don't matter who's sad.
Right.
I can take care of it.
Right.
When you've got access to eternal life, it don't matter who thought they was lost.
Right.
I can take care of it.
Right.
Oh, I've got it. That's what they said over in South Carolina when they sang that song. It said, whatever you want, it's in God's hand. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
That's what I got. I got the access to the full plan of God now.
Yes.
Never before has it been like this.
Amen.
Never before have they had full access to the Word of God to know that they will be okay.
Amen.
Adam didn't know he would be okay. Luther didn't know he would be okay. Paul didn't know he would be okay. There was a time period Branham didn't know he would be okay. But we do. We know what it is. Now you can hear that quote. And that's why all these things just keep exploding in my head. Now when I hear that quote, what are you going to do when you get a group of people that knows what it is? Woo! Access to the tree of life. Right. Nothing standing in the way. Nobody, you know, God guarded the tree. He prevented access. See, because sometimes people make you think, oh, if you just seek him, you'll get him. No, there's some people he don't even let you have, that don't even have, can't get access. Blinded. Intentionally blinded. Oh. God blinded some, and then he put an angel with a sword in front of some other ones. Said, it's not time. He even did that to Brother Branham. Oh, what are you talking about, Brother Jay? Well, Brother Branham thought he could go over and take care of them Jews. He's like, I got this. I know what it is. I know I'm the prophet of the hour. I'll go over there. He skipped over the fact that Moses and Elijah should do it. But he knew what it was. He had a full revelation of God, thinking, I'll go take care of this and we'll get out of here. Guy was like, Brother Branham, that cherubim. Hey, don't go over there. That's not your job. That's not your job. But now, rapturing can go. Hey, Brother Branham also said, after he got more revelation, he said, I don't see any scripture left to fulfill for this thing to go. That's how we are now. Well, you know, every time we come to church, we just learn more and more about our position. I've not changed in my revelation. I'm just getting more knowledge about it. I'm getting more and more excited about it. It's like a great trip, and the travel agents keep calling me every day. You know they got a cook there. What? Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to go. And the next day, you know all the transportation is taken care of. What? I can't wait to go. You know you don't got to pack clothes. We got them for you. We got your sizes. What? I can't wait to go. Every day I'm getting more and more information about. That don't change my trip. It don't change when I'm going. It don't change the place I'm going. My ticket's already been paid for. I'm not adding money to it. They just keep giving me more information about where I'm going to get me more and more excited. Every time I come here, I get more and more information, and I get more excited. Oh, I when the scripture says that I was going to prepare a place for you, just for you, and if it wasn't so, I wouldn't even have told you. In my Father's house is many mansions. That was exciting. But as a kid, the word mansion didn't mean nothing to me. I don't even know what that is. How big is that? What is the mansion? You get some knowledge on it, you go, woo, that's a big house. That's nice. In my Father's house going to be many mansions. We'll be able to fellowship. Then you learn a little bit more. All that you loved and all that loved you will be there. Wait, I'm not going by myself. I get to take whoever I want. Because initially it started off that you get to go, and then you get a little bit more revelation and you get a plus one. Maybe your spouse can go. Maybe if your kid is good, they might be able to go. Because it was limited. This world, that's because they didn't have a full revelation on it. As you get more and more information on it, you get that revelation gets brighter and brighter. And you start looking at that and go, I put my own thinking on what God said. It didn't change what God said. God said all that you love and all that love you, I will be there. He said, whatever you bind, I'll bind. Whatever you loose, I'll loose. But in the beginning when I said, sometimes you're in a meeting and somebody says, I think what you mean. I think what he said, you interpret it. And that's what we would do. I think what he means is that all the believers that follow this message in this hour, that go to church religiously, 90% of the services that are available, that listen online, that pay all of their tithes. That's what I think he means. And then you get a little bit more revelation and you go, well, you know, typically it happens when something happens in your own life. That's normally when people change. Then they have some kids and they go, but I want my kids to be there. So all that I loved and all that loved me can go. But it's just my kids. Because my parents were terrible. Right? That's how it works. And then you hear them, they'll say, yeah, I don't know if my dad's going to make it. Well, why not? Why couldn't he make it? Would you love him? Yeah. Well, what are you adding so much to it for? You know, one of the testimonies that the brother said, the brother from Kentucky, was a beautiful testimony. It just showed a tremendous amount of growth in every way possible. He said, I saw my uncle, and I got to send him, take him to the other side. And he said, my uncle was a terrible person. These are his words. Bad guy. There's no way he could make it. But he's going to be there. What changed? What happened? He's got more revelation on that. He sees that clear. He sees that brighter. That's amazing. Because you know what that does? That don't change my rest. My loved one's still going to be there. I already had that brightness. But that gives him a peace. That gives him a rest to be able to overcome this devil's out here right now that put that on him. That put that on his mind that his family wouldn't make it. That put that on his mind that he's out here preaching the gospel, sacrificing his life to bring the word. And he's thinking that his family might not be there. God just opened it up a little bit more for him. Made it a little bit brighter for him. But I praise God that you've got it bright now. You've got it bright now. You have the access to that right now. God has given you all the revelation that you'll need to get out of here. Because even that quote says, then the rapture will go. Not will come and then will go. Then it will go. It's in process now. Oh, my. It's like a computer. When you turn it on, it's loading. But it's just loading. It's on. It's loading. This rapture's on now. It's just loading. We're building up to it. It don't have to start and stop. This thing is loading now. That's why at any moment, that's how it is when you're looking at the computer. You can be like, when is it going to? Oh, there it is. That's how it's going to be with this rapture. Any moment. Oh, there it is. Let's get out of here. Woo! 40 days will be too soon. It probably won't even take me 40 days. Yeah, he said it'd be almost 40. He said approximately 40 days. 30 to 40 days. See? Because he knows. Once this thing starts going, it's going to be like popcorn. It's going to get so hot. Get out of here. You let me see Sister Alice. You let me see Brother Childers. Come on now. It won't take long. I won't go get nobody either. I'm out of here. I'm leaving on the first chain. Soon as I see him, I'm gone. You talk about driving to work, I won't be going anywhere. You talk about some empty cars. Yeah, it'll be empty then. Let them drive. After I'm going through the valley, let Lois jump in there, her and Danny. Just jump in there and sit down and say, brother, it's time. Yeah. Yes, it is. Let's go. Yeah. I won't be sitting there saying, I got to go get Courtney. Oh, Jada's at school. Can we stop by and grab Jonathan? I'll see you when I get there. Yeah. That's how powerful this thing is. I got a revelation on that now. Yeah. How do you get that revelation? I got access to that tree of life. Yeah. Oh, I got access now. I see my name in the book. I know I'm taken care of.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't be stopped now. I'm too big now. I'm too big now. I'm too strong now. Oh, I know too much. I just know too much. And you go, well, what scripture is this? What verse is that? No, I know who I am. That's I'm a written epistle. You read the tablets on my own heart. You read me. Matter of fact, Jesus even had to get to that point. What did he say, Brother Jay? He said, when you see me, that's when you see the Father. He knows who he is. Jesus didn't have to look in the mirror to remind himself, God, are you in there? God, are you in there? God, are you in there? He knew. He got to Lazarus' tomb. He wept a little bit. They tried to question who he was. He said, whoa, 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 Mary. No. I was playing human. I was acting for a second. I know who I am. You almost got me upset. I am the rapture. I am the rapture. That's how it is now. Oh, we go through different things in life and we deal with things and maybe we could cry. Maybe we do this. But don't. That's why even Pastor Moore keeps us right there in the middle of the road. Right there in the middle of the road. We can have a tragic thing happen and it's okay to weep a little bit. It's okay to be sad for a second. But let somebody remind you who you are. Right. Let them shake you a little bit. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't get too sad.
Amen.
Let's pray like believers.
Amen.
You know who you are. You've got the power now to call for things that are not as though they were.
Yes.
Woo! You've got the Creator on the inside of you.
Amen.
That's even, they talked about that story of Brother Branham. That's why the story was so powerful. They talked about the story of the squirrels. The reason why that story was so powerful, and I'll say it pretty quickly, the story with Brother Branham was he was out hunting and he wasn't getting anything. He's sitting there and he's like, man, I'm hungry. Just fellowshipping with God, just talking basically to himself. Man, I'm hungry. God's like, well, what do you want? Man, if I had some squirrels. Brother Branham loves squirrels. I've never had some squirrel meat. I'm sure it's probably good. I'll never have it though. I don't want it. Nobody ever get it for me. I will not eat it. Just being honest with you. But Brother Branham's like, man, if I just had some squirrels. God said, okay, where do you want the squirrel at? Now, Brother Branham has a gun. God didn't give him a squirrel filleted on fire, seasoned up with some garlic and butter, sitting right there. He said, Brother Branham, where do you want that squirrel? Oh, right there. Shoots it dead. Now, so to the people that don't like honey, he did it again and again and again. He's like, well, put one right there. Now Brother Branham's having himself a ball. He's like, this is the best hunting trip I've ever been on. Put it right there. He ate the squirrel. The Creator. It was real. He spoke it into existence and got to eat it. That's why that story is so powerful. He spoke it into existence and it was real. See, a lot of these people give you stories about spiritual stuff that ain't real. Right. Oh, I wish I, and then God said, where do I want the squirrel? And then I saw an image of a squirrel appear in the leaves. Did you eat it? No. No. Could you grab it? No. Did you shoot it? No. It's just spiritual. I want something that's real. Yeah. When I get to my marriage supper, I'm actually eating. Amen. It's not spiritualized. Don't over-spiritualize this. I'm going to be in a real body, eating real whatever God wants to serve me. Amen. Real food. See, this is real. My God is real. He's real. When I ask for healing, I want a real healing. Yes. I don't want to just feel good mentally. Oh, I know he's taking care of me. He's taking it off my mind. No, I want healing. Yes. If I'm asking for a liver, give me a real liver. Don't give me a spiritual one. No. I want a real one. If my cousin's going through something, they're going in a coma, Brother Isaiah, I want them to wake up. Yeah. Don't spiritually make them wake up. I want them to really wake up. I want their eyes to be open. When I pray for Trevor to speak and eat his food, I want to really see him eat real food. I want to hear him really speak. I serve a real God. Yeah. Don't over-spiritualize this thing. I serve a God that can do anything. Yeah. Is anything too hard for my God? No.
No.
No. I can ask for whatever I want. That's what he said. He said, ask what you will. As a matter of fact, he even went on to say, you have not. Because you don't ask for it. It's in his good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. Oh, see, I got too many promises. I got too many scriptures. I got too much word. But then when you know it, that's why it's important to read your Bible. That's why it's beneficial. Because you start knowing those promises and they can compound. It's like compounding interest on a credit card going the other way. It's compounding. You're getting it and you're going, I'm stronger now. I'm stronger now. I'm stronger now. I'm stronger now. I believe it now more. That's if Sister Saunders listening, she should be stronger now than before the service started. She should be stronger now than she was yesterday. If you're listening to service and you're weaker, you didn't pay attention. If you're still going through the same things in your mind, you ain't listening. That's okay. Get the tape and listen to it again. Hopefully God helps you before the next service. But you still got access to it. See, I don't want to cut it off. I don't want Satan to think, oh, that's it, I lost it. No, play the tape then. It ain't going to be as hot. It's going to be in the microwave, but it'll give you some substance. It'll help you out. See, because when you go back and listen back, maybe the mic sound is good. Maybe it ain't. Maybe you can hear him singing. Maybe you can't. It's a lot of variables happen when you ain't here. But when you're here and you can hear me yell at you, it hits home a little bit closer. When I'm looking right in your eyes and I say, Lord, touch Sister Johanna. Oh, that means a little bit more. That touches a little bit more. It's like God personally spoke to me. Why? I serve a real God. I believe God when he speaks. Oh, when I saw that God had to block access for Adam and open it up for me, that changes the game. That changes everything. I look at this and say, that means he opened up access to everything. I've got access to the book of Revelations. It's no more, it's not hidden anymore. It's not a mystery anymore. Nothing goes. I say this and I'll be getting down. You know, when God spoke not to the prophets, it came across in unknown tongues. They needed somebody to interpret it. They need somebody to hear what God said and break it down for him, because it was too loud. It was too fierce. It's too strong for him. And you go, where are you getting that from? Well, when they said, we want to talk to God ourselves. God started talking, and he's like, whoa, Moses, you going back up there. This is too strong. He's too strong. We hear him, but he's too powerful. You talk to him, Moses. And God said, okay, I'll deal with my prophets. I'll do it that way. But now, we're talking to God. I can pick him up. Lift the ear. It doesn't go across in unknown tongues. Matter of fact, that's even where the term the thunder comes from. When it says it was the thunders, It was because they didn't know what it was. It was a loud noise, like a kid would say a thunder. It thundered. It was so loud and so powerful and so strong. It was the thunder. It was one thunder, two thunder, three thunder. It was the thunders because they didn't know what he said. But when you take the seals off and you can see it, you can clearly see what God says. It's now revealed. It's no longer in unknown tongues. It's no longer a mystery. It's no longer in symbol form. It's not candlesticks. It's messengers.
Amen.
Oh, see, the picture gets so clear now. I'm seeing God in HD now. I see him so clear. There's no room for misinterpretation. You know, people sometimes are just willingly ignorant. It even says that they would be that in the Bible. It said they'd be willingly ignorant. I'm not willingly ignorant now. I know what it is. I accept what God is saying to me. I rejoice in this truth. I rejoice in this truth. This thing is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
And the more I kept thinking about it, I was like, how can the book of Genesis, after 40 plus years of living, how can the book of Genesis be brand new now?
Right.
I had to go back through. I'm reading the other scriptures like, well, wait. How does this? God has just opened this thing up. Genesis is now new. Romans is new. Thessalonians is new. Revelations is new. Like, it's all new Bible.
Right.
And it's not changed. The scriptures that I read, I remember reading them. But I'm like, wait, the punctuation point was a little bit different. I skipped right over that comma. When Jesus stopped there and stopped at that point in Isaiah, I didn't pick that up initially. But now I see it. That was a space.
Right.
That was space there. And you're picking these things up. All it does is brighten up your revelation. If you didn't pick up that point, no problem. Don't worry about it. You got everything you got. You got everything you need. Don't let Satan battle you. Oh, Brother Jay, you remember this detail. So what? I might have wrote it down. You write down something else that I didn't remember. Don't let Satan put that on you. Don't let him put it on you. Well, you were taking notes and wrote this down, and I took notes and wrote that. That's why you're your own witness. That's how it works even in court. You tell me what you saw. You tell me what you saw, and the judge can see the whole picture. That's a many-member body. You just tell me what you see. Don't worry about where I was standing. Don't worry about what I see. If somebody was on the drums, they're going to have a different view than you. The whole service will have a different view than you. They're like, did you see that wallet in Brother Jay's pocket? What? He had pockets on those jeans? I didn't even know it. Where was his wallet at? It was in the right pocket. You didn't see it? No, I couldn't see it. Why? You had a different view. Don't make you not part of the service. You just got a different view.
Amen.
Don't let Satan try to battle you on your view. See it where you see it, just testify to that.
Yeah. Right.
It could be as simple as God has been good to me.
Yeah.
Done. The end. Period.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. You ain't got to expound on it. If God's been good to you, just say he's been good to you. That's why one of my favorite songs is God has smiled on me.
Right.
It's simple, but I know he has.
Amen.
He smiled on me.
Yeah.
He has. He's been so good to me. In every facet of my life, I have access to the tree of life that takes care of everything.
That's right.
Oh, my. Saints, don't take it for granted.
No.
God has been good to this bride.
Yes.
He has not hid anything from us. He breaks it down in a way that you can understand it. He gives it to you in simple terms. He gives you scriptures, verse, gives you opportunity to ask questions. What more could you want?
Right.
You said you wanted God, and he's here.
Right.
The scripture says, if God be God, why halt you between two opinions then?
Right.
Why? Are you going to serve your parents, the idols that your parents serve, or are you going to serve the God of today? If God be God, let's just serve him. He's been too good to us to take the back seat on anything, on your own thoughts, on your own ideas, on your own traditions. Just do what God is saying and just go on with this thing. We've got access to the tree of life now. God bless you.
Well, if he's here, he's here.
He's here. Amen.
If he's not, then go find him. I mean, the tree of life has been here, but we haven't understood what the tree of life really is. Because they have the tree of life in every age. Because remember, the tree of life is eternal life. And each age had a new birth for their day. You know, they try to tell you, they come up here and Brother Remsen, now don't tell me that Luther and them didn't have it. They had it.
Amen.
They had the tree of life, but they didn't know what they had.
Right.
It wasn't fully revealed like it is at the end times. As long as those seals was on that title deed, they were guessing and hoping, and they thought they would get it. When I was apostolic, they preached it. You know, you get it and you lose it. You get it and you lose it. And they were thinking as long as you did a certain thing, you spoke in tongues, you gave to the poor, you collect bottles, you did the papers, and you did all this stuff, as long as you did that, you had eternal life. You have a problem, fall on your face, then you lost it. That's the way I was taught in apostolic, because that the seals was on to them. But when I found out that God actually paid it all, and there's nothing that I can do. I better move this because this looks like it's going to act up. There's nothing that I can do to make it better or make it worse. I'm a predestinated seed of God. And I know this now. We didn't know it. We didn't know this before. I told you that was going to give me a problem. We didn't know it before. I don't know where to put this thing. I don't know. It's almost backwards. It's going to just slide behind there. Okay. I'll try to. There. But we didn't know it. But the hour that we're living in, not only do we have access to the tree of life, we now know it. Amen. And now we're not worrying about getting it and losing it. We're not worrying about trying to get it. We come to find out that we come from God and we're going to God.
Amen.
You know, and so now we have access to the tree of life and know it. They had access to the tree of life and didn't know it.
Yeah.
I'd much rather know it than not.
Amen.
Luther was just as eternal as you are.
Amen.
But he just didn't know it. And he went to bed every night crying in his pillow. Scared that he was going to go to hell. Hoping and praying and doing the best he could. And didn't know it. You go to bed and... you know, when I was little, the prayer we used to say is, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. We don't pray, I pray the Lord. No, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I come from. And it never was available until this day.
Right.
We've never had access to the tree of life like we do now. And now with everything open before us, clearly laid out before us, we're just sitting here just receiving everything that God has to give us.
Yes.
We're not battling it. We're not fighting it. We're not trying to prove anything.
No.
We're not even trying to prove things to people in this message.
No.
I know who I am. And if you don't know who you are, that's your problem.
Right.
If you're still struggling and fighting, trying to figure this thing out, that's your problem, because the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
The seals is ripped off.
That's right.
The word is down here. Amen. We have total access to the tree of life now, and there's nothing to keep us from anything that we need.
That's right.
Amen. Right now.
That's right now.
Right now. And glorified body is just a promise away. That's all it is. It ain't something hard. Oh, we need to, you know, we used to sing Get Right Church and Let's Go Home. We're going home regardless.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going home, period.
Yeah, right.
And that's the hour we're living in. We know we come from God. We know he has given us life.
Amen.
We now know the tree of life is laid right before us. And we're not hoping and praying that God somehow... No, God, I'm yours.
Yeah.
I belong to you. I come from you, and I'm going back to you.
Amen.
Period. That's just as simple as that. You say, well, how do you know? It's a revelation. It's been revealed. And now we're sitting up with a perfect revelation of the entire program. Nothing hid from this bride. We don't have to go home and wonder, God, am I good enough? Lord, am I going to make it? Or am I going to be one of them? You know, I'm so glad I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, because they don't know where they're at. They're hoping to pray that somehow God's going to let them be one of the 144,000. You're not even a Jew. You don't have a chance to be one of the 144,000. But it's because of the teaching, the lack thereof. And we're sitting up here just basking in the sunshine. Not worrying about a thing. He said, well, you should worry about what? Why? Your life is here. But you need to worry about tomorrow. No, I don't. Same one took care of yesterday is the same one's got tomorrow. Same one's got today. So don't worry about it, little bride. You have everything you need. And now, and that's the bad thing about it. You have everything you need and you know it. You know, and you know it. And when you know it, there's nothing else you can worry about. God's got you. Come on, musician. Enjoy that, Brother Jay. Amen. I'm going to sing God Has Smiled on Me. Huh?
I'm ready.
You ready? Oh, that's too much for God.
Well, you guys know I have four kids.
No. Three is not too many. Yeah. Right.
So she's been worried about going back there. She had a second job, but and then my oldest son, he's battling at school. Like, he don't want to go to school. He'd rather just work, you know. So, and then also praying for Dylan. He's been going through it.
Dylan goes through it because Dylan got baptized, and the devil said, "Oh." I lost another one. So pray for Dylan. You want three? I was going to say I was missing an account here. I thought you needed another one.
And also pray for my arm. I fractured it. I don't know. It was like last
I remember.
It's starting to bother me. I have an appointment on Monday. But I know God's a healer.
God don't have to wait till Monday. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray for your children. There you go, sis. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening. Lord, our sister Beth here is standing in for her children. Want these cloths for her children and all the situations that they're going through and all that they're battling. Lord, we know that you are the Father that has us all. And there's not a child that you have that you don't keep track of and don't monitor and just keep your hand on them. And Lord, I know Dylan's taking a step.
Yes.
He's come and got baptized, and I know that Satan doesn't like it, but Lord, we're so grateful for him.
Yes.
Ask you to strengthen him and let him stand strong. Yes. Let him be an example to the other children and around him, and so they'll see that there's something different about him. Ask you to bless this mom whose heart bleeds for her kids, and she wants them to be safe, and she wants them to be whole. And Father, whether they're battling naturally, mentally, spiritually, we ask you to take it in control and take control of it, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. There you go. Amen. Jay, what was that? What did I say we were going to sing? God is smiling at me. What, did you see what page that is? No? Okay. We know it. I don't know what page it is. Oh, Clarice, you said you wanted to sing that song?
I did.
You gonna do it? You want me to get a mic over there?
You ask me why I'm happy, and I will tell you why. Praise God, my sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy, and I will tell you why. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, they're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
My sins are gone.
Amen.
I thank God.
Amen.
And I know it.
Amen. 191. Amen. Don't forget, no Sunday night service here, but do come Sunday morning. And we'll have services Sunday morning. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Amen. Thank God for that tree of life. Thank God to know that tree of life. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh yes, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's the source of all my joy. He's